Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Home studio somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. And yes, I did check again today, and it is still live free or die. It is Tuesday, June the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2015, as we really start to roll on and roll into the week here at the Rod Eccles Show. And I want to thank you for tuning in and listening and being here. The number that you can call this evening, should you wish to do so, is toll-free 603-835-3224. That's 603-835-3224. Now, I know everybody's all a Twitter and all a buzz about Bruce Caitlyn Jenner. And I'm really not into talking about such things, but I notice that, a lot of people are. And, I've had some people ask me, well, what do I think about it? Well, this is what I think about. There is an arrest made in the case of, Caitlin. And for those of you who don't know, this Caitlin is a canine from Charleston, South Carolina. Police in Charleston have arrested the person they said is responsible for taping Caitlin the dog's mouth shut. Now, I'm sure you have probably seen, if you've been online, can't get away from seeing the pictures of this poor, wonderful, cute dog. I think it's a chocolate lab, with its muzzle duct taped tightly. Taped shut, and it's horrific. And in order to get it off, it had to do some damage to the poor dog. And the dog's name is Caitlin, by the way, spelled exactly the same way as Bruce Jenner is spelling his new name of Caitlin, Caitlyn. Now you're probably like, Rod, are you comparing the two Caitlins? Actually, I am. Because, look, I'm seeing all this stuff about, how brave Bruce Jenner is and how courageous. Look, you know what's brave and courageous? Our men and women of the armed services. Our first responders, the thin blue line and the thin red line out there. Those are the courageous people. This isn't this is basic debauchery. Now, yes, I said debauchery. Look, I'm sorry. You can do whatever you want to your shell, to your body shell. Proper. Bruce Jenner, he can change his name if he wants. I am not going to call him a her because he's not. He's not. Look, there is no possible way for anybody to win the argument with me on this one. What does his DNA still say? Says that he's still male. You can chop off the male member on the outside, but what do his insides say? They say he's still male. He can put on a wig or grow his hair, put on makeup, lipstick on a pig type of thing. Still a pig. You can put window dressing on the body, still a man. And, you know, I'm not going to fall into this notion that this is so courageous. Look, folks, this is ridiculous that we are paying so much attention to this guy when we've got so many other things going on. I mean, look, fine, he can go ahead and live his life the way he wants to. But let me tell you something. You are going to start to see just much, you know, just like you had the radical gay agenda, you're going to start to see this transgender agenda. Now, look, if you want to live your life that way, that's fine. But you're less than 1% of the population. Let's just say you're 1%. Here is the 99%. You know, Occupy Wall Street always talked about the 99%. Well, the 99% in this case are being forced to accept and live the way the 1% wants them to live. Plain and simple. You know, we are the 99%, those of us who are not transgender and who are not going through some sort of, you know, there are people who are making the comparisons between Caitlyn Jenner and Jessica Lange. Now, I happen to like Jessica Lange as an actress. Now, her liberal politics are something else. I happen to like her as an actress. And, you know, the poor, she's, what, 65, 66 years old. She had, people were actually starting to ask her about, hey, did you see the Caitlyn Jenner Vanity Fair photo shoot? And people are comparing her to you. And she didn't know. She didn't know. She doesn't even know what, you know, I guess she didn't even really know what tweeting and Twitter were. I find that hard to believe, but especially with her being so famous and being in Hollywood. But, I, her age, not that she's ancient. She's only, what is she here? Daily Beast puts her, Jessica Lange, at the age of 66 and Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, at 65. So they're the same age, basically. So the Daily Beast was speaking to Jessica Lange about an unrelated story, informed the actress that she was trending on Twitter because people were comparing her to Caitlyn Jenner. Now, she's like, really? That's so wonderful. Well, now I'm going to have to look for that picture. But writer Kevin Fallon still had to explain to Lange exactly what trending on Twitter means. And Lange didn't really understand that. And that's fine for, I'm not, you know, disparaging Jessica Lange for not, kudos to her for not really knowing and being able to live her life today without being on Twitter. Kudos to Jessica Lange without being, you know, a part of all the social media rot gut that's going on out there. Good for her. She's staying away from that. Glad to hear it. But this whole notion, I mean, yeah, I have seen the Vanity Fair picture because people are going to say, well, did you see the picture, Rod? Did you see the picture? I mean, he looks beautiful, doesn't he? You know what? I'm sorry. I can't get past the fact that that's Bruce. Yeah, there's a little, well, look, you know, back in the 90s when I saw Bruce Jenner, I think he had plastic surgery on his face, and I just thought, wow, he's not aging well. He looks like an ugly old woman. That's the first thing that came to mind. Well, now I know why. But at first, I didn't even think it was him. Still not 100% sure, but okay, they're telling me it is fine. But how long does it take to heal for all this stuff? Because, you know, if you're looking at, I realize there's, you know, there's makeup and all that kind of stuff that can be done, but the facial structure and skin tone is not the same as it was when he was Bruce. And it's only been two months or so, right? Look, they had the photo shoot didn't happen yesterday. That stuff has to take place, you know, at least a few weeks in advance so they can set it up and make sure everything is good and it can go to the, you know, be outlined and put in place and then go to the printer. It's not something that you do over, you know, it's not like a newspaper. Vanity Fair is a glossy, glitzy magazine. It takes planning. So this whole notion that he's just being so, look, there is a guy. A guy by the name of Dr. Paul R. McHugh from Johns Hopkins University, Johns Hopkins Medicine. And now I guess this is something that's resurfacing. He actually did a study. Dr. Paul, and this is a CNSnews.com story. With, by the way, nearly 50,000 shares. Dr. Paul R. McHugh, the former psychiatrist in chief for Johns Hopkins Hospital and its current distinguished service professor of psychiatry, said that transgenderism is a mental disorder that merits treatment, that sex change is biologically impossible, and that people who promote sexual reassignment surgery are collaborating with and promoting a mental disorder. Now, Dr. McHugh is the author of 6 books and at least 125 peer-reviewed medical articles. He made his remarks in a recent commentary in the Wall Street Journal, where he explained that transgender surgery is not the solution for people who suffer a disorder of assumption, the notion that their maleness or femaleness is different than what nature assigned to them biologically. But for the most part, I'm going to fall in line with Dr. Paul McHugh. Yes, there are people who do have, you know, certain disorders that were, you know, they're born with both genes. That's a different story. Because when it comes right down to it, it comes down to what's in your head. And this is going to lead to all kinds of things, folks. This is, yeah, I'm telling you right now, don't doubt me. They're going to try to open the door for all kinds of things that you and I just don't like. Even, you know, for the most part, the mainstream. In the left, you know, those who are not in the radical movement, they're not going to really like this stuff or what's coming down the pike. They're not going to like it. They're going to resist it. And they're going to be on the receiving end of all this, you know, well, you're just a hater. Excuse me. By the way, now I saw a picture of speaking, you know, because I'm not done with this Jessica Lange story yet, but it just came to mind that there is a picture online, and I can't remember where it was I saw it, but it's a picture of ISIL, doesn't matter who, and there's a bunch of Islamists, yeah, huge crowd. And when I say huge, I mean, it's probably, you know, it's definitely more than 100. It could be a few hundred in the crowd. And they are dangling a gay man by his feet off of a high-rise building in the Middle East. And then what happens later, not too much later, is that they end up throwing this homosexual man off the roof of this building to the whoops and hollers and chants and cheers from the crowd below. This is not the first time they've done this. And yet, as I look across a lot of social media, I see gays, the LGBT community, pounding and hating on Christianity. And to a certain degree, Judaism. You know, but really pounding on Christians. Now, Christians do not advocate and do not hang gays from buildings and then throw them off the roof. But we're supposed to, you know, these is this some sort of new or twisted Stockholm syndrome type of thing? Where those who are being oppressed really want to promote and engender and endear themselves to their oppressor. But in this case, it's not it's not like slavery where, you know, where blacks sort of endeared themselves to their slave masters. No. This is different. Because, you know, Islamists, they don't want to keep infidels and gays as slaves. They want your head. They want you dead. So there's something different going on here. I cannot understand how they can be so supportive of a religion that basically says in its religious text that you must die. If you're a homosexual, you need to explain to me why you are so in favor of Islam, especially in the United States of America, when their religious text says, point blank, you must die. You cannot live. Your life is an affront to them. Plain and simple. You know, I'm just really getting really tired. It's more than just frustration. I'm getting really tired. And I pretty much lose it pretty easily now in liberals. When they start bringing out all this BS about haterism and hate this and hate that and people hate, you know, these people. Let me tell you something. You guys, either you fully support what Islam is doing, and if you do, you're an idiot, or you have no clue what Islam is about. And I think it's a little bit of both. And it's not naivete, it's just stupidity. Because you have been told and told and told and told and told what these people are about. What they want to do to each and every American. Each and every West. Look, there's about 1.5 or so billion, two billion Muslims across the world. You know what? They really want to have a caliphate that simply wipes out every single non-believer on the planet. They want an Islamic world. Plain and simple. There is no room for you. Especially if you're, you know, if you are one of those who deviates. You know, there is the last episode of Game of Thrones actually touched on this. And I know some people are saying, you know, with the birds, they're this faith in the capital city, King's Landing. And that now that the Queen Mother has relaunched this church and this faith policing group, if you will, it's really become more powerful than the king. And they're deciding that certain things, you know, in their text are just not allowed. Now, I know some people are thinking, well, that's just Christianity, but no. And it's going to be Christianity of the the Inquisition era. But I'm telling you, no, it's not of Christianity. It's not of the Inquisition era. This is a direct view of Islam. The only thing they're not doing yet is just beheading people. But look, when you throw the queen and the queen mother in jail for religious law violations, and the king can't do anything without going to war, that's not about Christianity. Because let me tell you, kings in the Christian day, Catholic Church in the Inquisition, oh yeah, kings broke away from the church all the time. But here we have this sort of revealing information about, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. This priest is going to go after you. So it doesn't matter who you are, who you think you are, on the left, you're going to be the first people that Islamists go after. And we can see what they're doing over there in the Middle East. They're throwing people that you revere off the roof of tall buildings. What do you think they would do to Bruce Jenner if they got a hold of him? Think they'd say that he's brave and courageous and for taking a picture of himself, as a transgender? No, it would be evidence of his folly, of his sinfulness, of his debauchery, and he must be eliminated. Now, I do not believe such a thing. I believe the man needs mental help. I believe he does. I don't know what has gone on personally in his life. Not even going to pretend I know, but you know, hey, married to the Kardashians, you can kind of get a sense of what's going on there. But you know, the guy needs help. But understand that if this were to come about, and we were to get Sharia, any part of this country was to get Sharia laws, hey, let's face it, at least. Even though he might, you know, in this country, they might not be able to commit Bruce and other people to in a death sentence, but guaranteed they'd lock you up. You know, no different from the Nazis. You know, the pink triangle, you know, you had the yellow star, David, and you had the pink triangle. And people forget that the Nazis also locked up homosexuals. The Nazis were not Christians, by the way. They were not. They, just like communism, and again, communism doesn't like homosexuality. Look at Russia and China. Not religious at all. But yet, you people out there, you seem to think that it's Christians and people of Judeo-Christian ethics are the ones who are responsible. Look, they're not killing people. Not like this. They're not beheading people based on their faith, and they're not throwing people off the buildings because of who they want to love and share a bed with. But yet you leftists out there, you want to support these kinds of people. And these people actually hate you. They can't stand the sight of you and being in the same room with you. Or they can't even stand being on the same planet with you, which is why they have to cleanse you from this planet. And they're not into science, so they're not going to try to find a way to build a rocket ship and allow you to live on the moon or Mars or some other planet. Nope, they're just going to wipe you out. You better understand it. You better come around. You better stop fighting the people and calling the people who actually do care about you the haters. You better stop it. Because if you get rid of the Christians and the people that actually would care about you, you're going to be alone against them. And let me tell you, you cannot win against them. Not by yourself.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-1609. That's 1-800-352-1609.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 52security.com. That's the number 52security.com. 52security.com. Go to 52security.com.
Hurt or injured in a car accident? It can be hard to take the proper legal action after a car accident, but waiting can cost you more. The law requires car accident victims to assert claims promptly. You could lose out by simply waiting. Call 800-709-4667 right now to see what your claim could be worth when handled by a skilled attorney. With a lawyer fighting and speaking up for you, you could be entitled to a big cash award. Call 800-709-4667. That's 800-709-4667. Now it's fast and easy to connect with the legal help you need after your car accident. Call 800-709-4667. The call is free, but you need to act now before time runs out on your claim. You need a lawyer to fight for you, protect you, and get you the compensation you need and deserve. Time's wasting. Call 800-709-4667. That's 800-709-4667. Call now.
I considered suicide so I wouldn't put my family through all the pain.
Many of our warriors are returning home from the battlefield, only to face a new war, as they struggle with devastated injuries. At Wounded Warrior Project, we understand. We're there to help.
Even though you think you're broken, you're not. It's the physical and the emotional healing that Wounded Warrior Project provides.
With a gift of just $19 a month, you can join Wounded Warrior Project. You'll help provide critically needed programs and services that rebuild lives.
Beautiful!
The ongoing needs of our wounded and their families will continue for many years to come. Now is the time to show your support. Call now or go online with your gift of just $19 a month and we'll send you this Wounded Warrior Project blanket.
It made me feel that there's people out there that care about us.
After this event, we can finally maybe start to heal as a family and move forward.
We need your help. The families are hurting.
For many of our wounded heroes, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. That's why your gift of just $19 a month is so important. Please call or go online right now.
You shouldn't have to pay to talk to the people closest to you, or the people who used to be. That's why Umbrella Wireless is proud to announce the new Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan. Now you'll get unlimited calls to your best buddy, your mom, or Cindy, once she realizes that you're seriously meant for each other and should stop screening your calls. Now the 30 minutes of agonizing silence where you're both afraid to hang up may drain your battery, but it won't drain your wallet. And you'll get unlimited calls just to check if she still cares enough to pick up, with no extra charges. With a Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan, your phone will automatically answer calls from your ex, because maybe she finally realizes that you're the only one for her and wants to get coffee sometime. Now, after lonely nights of looking at pictures of the road trip you took together when everything was great, your misspelled texts are absolutely free. The only thing you have to pay for is the booze. The Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan. Because she wants you back. She just doesn't know it yet.
Listening to The Rod Echols Show.
Dr. McHugh went on to say he reported on a new study showing that the suicide rate among transgendered people who had reassignment surgery. These are not pre-op. These are post-op people. Now, these are the people that said, yeah, I definitely, you know, they're born male. I definitely want to be a female. And they were born female. I definitely want to be a male. A new study showing that the suicide rate among transgendered people that had reassignment surgery is 20 times higher than the suicide rate among non-transgender people. Now, Dr. McHugh further noted studies from Vanderbilt University and London's Portman Clinic of Children who had expressed transgender feelings, but for whom over time 70 to 80% spontaneously lost those feelings. This is while the Obama administration, Hollywood, and major media such as Time magazine promote transgenderism as normal, these policymakers and the media are doing no favors either to the public or the transgendered by treating their confusions as a right in need of defending rather than a mental disorder that deserves understanding, treatment, and prevention. And indeed, he was talking about a Time magazine cover story back from June 9th of 2014, the transgender tipping point, America's next civil rights frontier. Now, folks, I'm telling you, this is dangerous stuff. And this all comes about because of the radical gay agenda. Now look, there is no real love lost when you're dealing with in the gay community between regular gays and transgender. There is none. Yeah, you know, for whatever reason, and you know, some guys, be they gay or straight, they like to see men dressed up as women. They call them trannies or what have you. You know, Milton Berle was famous for putting on a dress and entertaining the troops and things like that. And that's one thing. But some of these people, they go out of their way to try to be feminine. And yeah, you know, you've heard more than a few stories about a supposedly straight male unknowingly picking up a tranny, because some of them do look really feminine. They dress up and put the makeup on, and they're it's very difficult to tell until you take off the pants or the dress. No, because some of them, they get breast augmentation. That's part of modern medical plastic surgery. Those things look very natural. So everything from the, you know, pretty much, especially if they're wearing a dress or something, everything from the waist up looks pretty normal and PHAT, pretty hot and tempting. And then they get going and they get in the hot and it's in the throes and everything is, you know, all the hormones are racing and running. And the next thing you know, the straight guy notices a bulge down below the waistline. That's not usually a good time to find out that your girl is a guy. And I'm not saying it gives them a right to do what a lot of guys have done in that particular case. And that's, you know, beat the crap and sometimes even murder these people. That gives nobody has the right to do that. But understand this, as I said earlier, if that were the case and that guy was Islamic Muslim, he would have no remorse and no problem with, you know, sending you on your trip off of this earth. Because look, they do it in public now anyway. You know, they throw people off of high rise buildings. They hang them, behead them in public display and ceremony. They don't promote this kind of stuff. You know, I find it interesting that, you know, when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, was here in the United States visiting the UN, and he was also, invited to speak at a few events and college campus, And his response was, you know, well, you know, you here in the U.S., and he was very clear about it. You here in the U.S., you know, you have this gay problem. And that's what he called it, a gay problem. And he said, we don't have this problem in Iran. And the students in the audience, they kind of giggled and chuckled, and Mahmoud picked up on it and said, well, really? Do you know some gay people in Iran? Where are they? Look, he who's serious, they don't have, look, they run around and they will hang, even if you're a teenager suspected of sodomy, they will hang you. So when he says they don't have this problem in Iran, he was serious. ISIS is saying, we are not going to have this problem, quote unquote, in this Islamic State. They are deadly serious. They're throwing people off of high-rise buildings with whom they suspect being homosexual. And yet in this country, we've got a nation of such idiotic and stupid people that they will go out of their way to disparage and try to destroy people who would, in their right minds, defend them against those who would really want to do them harm. You know, behead, hang, chop up, shoot, throw from buildings. And yet we're going to focus on whether or not, or how, you know, Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, how he looks like Jessica Lange in Jessica's earlier days. That's not, to me, that one, that's not beauty. Because it's all fake. It's all fake. It's not natural. Naturally, he's a guy. Naturally, that is not natural beauty. Yes, Jessica Lange is old, 66, and getting older, but she was a natural beauty in her, you know, in her youthful day. She's still not hard on the eyes. She's just an older woman. But she was a natural beauty. She was a very pretty woman back in the early days of her career. She was natural. She was born that way. Bruce Jenner was not. So I don't know how courageous it is to put somebody up on a pedestal who decides that they're going to remake themselves with a surgeon's knife. And then with Photoshop and photo editing and makeup. That's not bravery, because it's not natural. And I know I'm probably going to get some, take some heat for this, but you know, it has to be, this kind of stuff has to be said, because it is, and I'm going to say it, it is ruining, it is helping to ruin our nation in a number of ways. One, it is taking the most minute of minorities and demanding that the vast, vast everyday majority lives the way that minute minority wants them to live. That was not the intent of the Constitution or the Founding Fathers. They didn't want the majority to run roughshod over the minority, but they did not want that minority, especially the very small, tiny minority, to rule the majority. And this is what we're getting today. We're also starting to accept other things as being natural. You know, we're slowly moving towards, you know, the Sodom and Gomorrah, the ancient Rome, ancient Greece days. You know, we're starting to hear rumblings of, well, you know what? Now that we got gay marriage in so many places in the Supreme Court, you know, they'll probably just say, you know, it's constitutional right for gays to be able to get married. So we're going to redefine the term marriage as being, you know, between a man and a woman, a man and a man, and a woman and a woman. Now, you're going to see it if the Supreme Court says that that's the new definition of marriage. You're going to see, you know, polygamy be brought back up. And look, how can you deny them? They're nothing but a bunch of adults getting together, willingly wanting to share their love. They can't help who they love. How can we as a society, you know, say that a man and a man, a woman and a woman, and a man and a woman can love each other, but a man and a woman, or a man and a woman, or maybe, you know, a man and a woman and a woman and a woman and a woman and a man can't all get married? Why not? We can't tell them how to live. You know, hey, we got to have special bathrooms now for transgender. We got to allow them to be who they think they are. And they should, you know, if you're a guy, but you're a transgendered woman, you have the right to use the woman's lavatory. And if you're a woman, but you're a transgendered male now, you have the right to use the men's lavatory without being told you can't. You know, you should be able to get married and have kids and adopt kids and all that kind of stuff. So what is to say, and you've always used the term, you know, you can't help who you love. Well, that's exactly the argument that they're starting to use for these other alternative lifestyles. I don't know, pansexual or polysexual, I guess, when you love a bunch of people at the same time. Or is it polyamorous? I don't. You can't keep up with the terms. They keep changing them all the time. And who's to say, look, NAMBLA, the Man-Boy Love Association, is back, people. You know, remember back in the day when it was just so disgusting that when it was found out that they had a website, I mean, people were looking for who was hosting the website, and that website, the web host, the ISP provider, kicked them off. They couldn't find anybody anywhere on the planet almost to host their site. They were down and out, and we thought, oh yeah, they're done. They're reserved to the back alleys, back rooms, and, you know, in hiding. And, you know, the cops are going to, you know, catch them if they try to trade pictures of little naked boys all the time. You know, it's going to be child pornography. They're going to be caught and sent to prison, but they're back because they're saying the same thing. Look, hey, at one point it was quite all right for a grown man to have sexual relations with a teenage boy. And now look, we've got, you know, same-sex marriage now. We got transgender rights now, you know, and people over here who want to have five wives, you know, they're starting to say, well, why can't I have five wives? You know, we change the definition of marriage. And if they're going to be able to change the definition of marriage to their vantage point, why can't we over here at NAMBLA? So look at how many teachers are nailing their teenage students. And I'm, you know, male and female teachers. Well, it seems to be the past few years, it seems to be a rash of female teachers, you know, just taking their advantage of their teenage male students. But hey, you know, this should be allowed, should it not? Where do you draw the line? Well, let me tell you, ISIS, ISIL, Islam, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, they drew the line and said, oh, hell no. And they're saying either you conform to what we call the norm or you die. And yet you go halfway around the world and you come to the United States and the Christian says, well, we just believe it's a sin. And all kinds of hate is erupts like a volcano up on them. And the Christian never says, well, you should die. And you know, those people at Westboro Church, it says God hates fags, that kind of stuff. They're not Christian. That's just ridiculous. But when a real Christian says, well, it's a sin, they believe it to be a sin and that you can change. And we know that there are ways that people have changed from doing this. And this doctor is telling us that certain parts of this lifestyle is a mental illness. It's a mental disturbance. And you've got ISIS who doesn't give a crap. You should just be dead, according to them, and be done with it. No more problem. No more problem, according to Ahmadinejad. We don't have this problem in Iran. You know, gay in Iran? Where do they live? So, you know, then this is quickly becoming the case in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen. And do you think the Saudis put up with it? You know, the Egyptians don't either. So you really got to ask yourself, how is this courageous coming out with Caitlyn Jenner? Why is that courageous? Why are we, why do I need to spend so much time on this when I was trying to avoid the subject altogether? Because we have, as a nation, we've become fixated on stuff that is unimportant, that is so minor, because the vocal few have decided that it's important to them. And now the entire country's attention is on Bruce Jenner and him being and looking like a woman. Instead of paying attention to what is going on in over there in the Middle East, like how about ISIS throwing homosexuals off of a roof? You want to be here in the USA and say that Christians are haters, but over there you have Islamists, Muslims killing people, beheading them, hanging them, dangling them from their feet off of a high-rise building, and then just tossing them off. You want to be over here and talk about the Tsarnaev trial. Oh, we should spare his life. You know, I can't tell you how many liberals over here are saying, you know, we should spare his life. We should, it's cruel and unusual punishment to give him the death penalty. We should have spared his life. They're not sparing anybody's life over there. I am convinced more than ever now, and I've heard it, and I've been convinced before, but I am convinced more than ever now that liberalism is a mental disorder. It really is a mental disorder. Because how else do you explain you hate people who do not want to kill you, but embrace people who do? There is no other explanation for that. Absolutely none. People, I know they want to say, well, you know, American left, they're just naive. No, nobody on this planet is that naive. You know the difference from people who just don't like you and don't want to be around you versus the people who do not like you and want you dead and will do everything they possibly can to make sure that outcome comes to fruition. There is no naivete, and it goes beyond stupidity. It is a mental disorder that you would embrace those who want you dead. And not only do they want you dead, but in certain parts of the world, they're succeeding. Yes. They are succeeding big time. And yet you still want to embrace them. Yeah, they want to embrace you too. embrace you, tie you up, and throw you off the top of a 10-story building. That's what they want to do. But you think that there's something salvageable there. Oh, they just misunderstand us, Rod. They just misunderstand, that's all. We can turn them around. You know, unlike those Christians, they'll never turn around. They'll always hate us. But the Muslims, they just don't fully understand yet. We just haven't had the chance to sit down and have a talk. We can talk this out. Because their religion is so accepting. You know, really it is. We can work it out. They want you dead. They want all of us dead. But they really want you, the LGBTI community. What the hell is intersexual? Why do we keep adding letters to, you know, didn't it just used to be the LGB community, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and now then we got the T and the Q and the R and the, why do we keep adding letters? Can somebody explain? I don't know. I heard it the other day that there is now the LGBTQ, you know, I don't know what queer is either. But it's there, LGBTQ, and now there's an I, LGBTQI. I can't even remember. What is it? Intersex? I don't know what it is. I don't. And you know what? I don't even care to really look it up because it's just so asinine. It's insane. The other three doesn't cover? Well, okay, so now you got you know, people who want to dress up as, you know, men who want to dress up as women. Okay, they're trannies now. I guess I can see adding the T. But all the others after that? I don't get. Hey, and then of course, you know, now we got the rumors about the heartthrob Brad Pitt with Angelina Jolie's blessing is bisexual. The world is flipping upside down. It's no different, Rod, from back in the day when people found out about Rock Hudson. Remember Rock Hudson? Rock Hudson, you know, he was a handsome, debonair, dashing Hollywood star from back in the day. Now, I guess Errol Flynn was a little bent too, but to think Brad Pitt, I don't know if it's true or not. The rumor's out there, and the rumor is out there that Angelina's is cool with it. You know, Brad can go around and you know, punch buggy other guys, and that's not cheating in her book, I guess. I don't know. I don't look, whatever they want to do in their own bedroom or whatever, that's fine. But look, you got people out there who know about mental states. And, you know, hey, the left is all about mental issues and stuff and needing drugs for it and everything and needing psychological help and counseling because they're always told, you know, we don't have enough services for the mentally ill. Well, this highly, you know, astute and respected mental health professional says that trannyism is a mental disorder. And when you look at what some of these people do in order to achieve what they think that they're becoming, you have to be a little bit burnt in the head. Because in the end, you're still a guy, not a girl. Or you're still a girl, not a guy. And ISIS is still going to be coming for your head, and they will bind you when they catch you and throw you off a 10-story building. And you're hating on Christians instead.